ever.
Oh, baby. What?
Really?
Okay.
Feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Yes, once again, the Sports Authorities have come together. What are you, tethered? You can't. Oops, maybe you are. Okay, good stuff. Anyways, here we are, John Sever, along with the other fine friends, are the Sports Authorities, in case you're just tuning in for the very first time. What? What'd you do?
Can't hear anything.
Well, you're in trouble. Okay. So, here's the scoop for YOU and yours. We'll blend. What's happening is that we are the Sports Authorities. We have high standards here at this program, and that's why we accept no commercial fees from anybody, so we can tell you exactly like it is.
We're not bought and paid for, are we?
No, not bought and paid for by any sport entity anywhere.
Especially the Lions.
Especially the Lions. Good Lord. Or anybody from Fraser, Michigan, you know.
I'll tell you, come out of that sinkhole, I thought it was going to be the tunnel, but it was a sinkhole. My God.
It's awful, isn't it? So we have that rocking and rolling right now for you. Also, we do not have the FCC bugging us, but we do follow the DMCA rules here, so the language may get a little salty, and if so, grab a cracker.
Well, the DMCA rules require us to be salty, right?
God.
You have to have at least 4 profanities per hour, right?
They make you just want to kiss ass to the FCC, but we don't. So there. Whoops, I didn't have my... Anyway, so... we got that rocking and rolling, and then what we have is a bunch of topics here written, and so if you hear us counting out numbers, and that's because that's the topics that we want to go to next. So that's part of like you being in with us. Talk about you being in with us. Why don't you come on in with the other two friends right now? We have the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, here tonight.
Hello, everybody.
Thank God you're not in Fraser. You'd be listening to us 60 feet under.
Yeah.
And also we have number 371 in your programs, number 1 in your heart, going left to right on your radio dial, the sport director here at the new CKIWI Radio 76, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny.
That's true.
So, hi, everybody out there.
In radio land.
I hope you're ready for this show.
As I should be, talking about being ready for the show, maybe what we should do is... start off with number 2 right there, and I'll see what's going on with you.
So okay. Ahead. All right, we're going to start football.
Football.
But we're not starting out with the Lions.
Because we know everyone wants to hear a take on that, so you're going to wait.
We're going to start out with...
Yeah, we're gonna bait you to stay around for a couple of minutes.
That's right. We don't want you to listen and run.
Yes.
So we're going to start out with the Buffalo Bills. And you're probably asking,
why?
What the hell's going on with the Buffalo Bills?
You're probably not asking what's going on with the Buffalo Bills, actually.
Well, they're not even asking.
Well, yeah. That's true, because Buffalo's probably is...
They're Buffaloed, aren't they?
Yeah. They're bad. Well, anyway, the Buffalo Bills...
But remember, Buffalo was the place where we saw the picture online of the guy drinking the whiskey out of the woman's butt crack. So
you know that's
notable, okay?
It's a
fun
place to be.
Well, yes, it met our high standards, didn't it?
There you go.
Oh, man!
Well, that's true. So anyway, Buffalo has, they have fired Coach Rex Ryan.
Sexy Rexy.
Yeah, Sexy Rexy. And his defensive coordinator, his brother, Rob Ryan.
Sent them packing.
That's right. It was a buy one, get one free today.
And not even to the Packers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then they announced that offensive coordinator Anthony Lynn will be the interim head coach for at least the final game of the season, which doesn't really make a difference if he wins or loses because Buffalo's not going anywhere in the playoffs anyway, so. But, yeah, I guess what really...
That was a brutal game, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah, after Jay Akay decided
Jay that... Jay
Yeah, a J, a K, whatever. The running back for Miami. He had almost a 60-yard run, and Buffalo only had 10 players on the field, so...
And in case you're not familiar with football, that's one less than you're supposed to have out there.
Right, so...
Well, good news then, though. I mean, really, why would you have Rex Ryan anyways? That was kind of a dill move to make if you sincerely did believe that he was going to help out your team whatsoever. You know, stupid move.
Yeah.
And especially to pay him $5.5 per year. Woo!
Yeah, so now the Buffalo Bills, they owe him $15 million now, too, to get rid of him.
Yeah, but he did there's a bunch of other stupid stuff in that game, wasn't it? I mean, they punted from midfield in overtime. I mean, what's with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the
typical Rex Ryan, and away we go. All right, next. All right. So here, you want to go talk about the idiots from last night? There you go.
Do you have a sound effect for a toilet flushing?
You know, I did at one time, but I thought, you know what, maybe this year they'll be better. But that's so, oh, wait a minute, Lion fan talking about the refereeing last night.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, I've never seen, oh, wait a minute, here's another one coming. Sir, you're a Lion fan, aren't you? What'd you think about the refereeing last night? You know, I mean, really, shut up. If you're a Lion fan whatsoever, first of all, you've got to be an idiot. Second of all, if you saw that thing last night, if you sincerely did believe that the Lions were going to even come close to Dallas last night, you're the biggest idiot there is on the world.
Well, I think Dallas probably played its worst half of the season at half.
Yeah.
I mean, they were letting the Lions move the ball down the field. The fact is the Lions couldn't stop them at all.
No.
Second half, Lions, their offense shut down, and their defense, I'll tell you, there was no pressure on Dak Prescott at all last night, and he blew up their secondary. Especially without Slay out there, they were totally exposed.
Right, yep.
Really, but, I mean, how genius is Slay? I mean, Slay's good on a crap team.
Yeah.
You know, Slay on New England is riding the bench. You know, so that kind of tells you the quality of caliber if you're really going to go for the big one. But, I mean, you're right, Ken. I mean, you saw the first half and you go, why is this even tied?
Yeah.
You know, why? I mean, it looked like a Vanderbilt Kentucky game. Ball up, ball down, ball up, ball down. You know, it's like you score, you get the ball, I score, get the ball, you score, get the ball, I score, and then there you go. And that's what it was. And then you kind of think, there's no way. There's no way Detroit's going to keep this up. You know, because really, they look great for a half, but you knew damn well it was kind of like a Red Wings in the shootout. You're waiting for it.
Well, you know, it was the first three possessions the Lions scored touchdowns on. They were done. That was it.
Yeah.
The thing about it is the end of the quarter, they could have scored again. But they mismanaged the clock so bad at the end of the quarter.
Yeah.
And that started the descent over the Niagara Falls.
It was because, I mean, Mark and I were watching the game, and it was like, how come you had three timeouts? You could still go for it.
Yeah.
And what they did was they took a knee. You know, it was almost like at the end of the game, too. You still got to make three scores with that we get. So either take a knee or throw deep three times. I mean, he's the miracle quarterback, you know. I mean, do something. Instead of doing what? You ran three times. What the hell was that? You know, either say the game's lost, put Dan Orlowski, or whatever his name is, in there right now, You know, save your franchise quarterback, because it was baffling. See, this is the reason why we're pushing for the Lions to really lose. I mean, let's see 60 years of futility. I cannot stand your coaching staff. Cannot.
What the hell's the deal? You got Zach Zenner scores 2 touchdowns in the first half, touches the ball twice in the second half.
Yeah.
Why?
And you're tied. It wasn't like you're down 3 scores.
But they got that other guy, their 7th round pick, out there running the ball.
Yeah, Washington.
Or I should say not running the ball.
Yeah.
Washington?
Yeah.
How many running plays did they have beforehand than they had after? I mean, first half, second half. You know, I mean, huge difference. I mean, Zenner is cutting them up.
Yeah, and I want to know, too, why you're down by 3 touchdowns at the end of the game. Why aren't you playing Orlovsky? Are you saving him? You don't want him to get injured, so you leave Stafford in?
That's what I'm saying.
It's nuts.
You know, I mean, there's so many baffling things.
Is anybody
things.
Paying attention there?
Guess not. I mean, we're looking at the whole 9 yards. You got a kicker that indoors hooked it. Okay. I mean, it's not an automatic thing. If it was, you'd be a machine. You know? However, or critical, they didn't even ice him. You know? At any time, did anybody think that Detroit actually had a game plan to win? Not
sure
even.
Didn't look it.
You know, the funny thing is, they went into the locker room at halftime, and what was their adjustment? Stop doing what was really working well.
Exactly.
Okay.
And try something new.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, they're going to make adjustments to stop us, so we're going to make adjustments to do something different.
Yeah, just to make them know that we did more than...
Epic fail.
I mean, it really was. It was like they're trying to counter something that never countered.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it was awful. I mean, it really was. We're watching the game, and we're going, anytime now. And now Dallas shows up. Okay. I mean, Dallas is for real.
Yeah. Let's be honest here. What we saw was a loss last night. That wasn't because of coaching decisions, and it wasn't because of refereeing. We got our butts kicked by a superior team.
By far.
There was a lot more talent on Dallas's roster than there was on ours.
You kind of
and
think?
And that's the end of the story.
And the funny thing is, they were worse than us record-wise.
But my point always is this. You're not going to go on the road and beat a superior team. Playoffs, anyone? You better win the Green Bay game this week, or you're going to be on the road playing a better team than you. Good luck.
You know, Mark and I were talking about it last night, too, and we were saying, okay, what's the scenario? How does – the only way Lions go into this thing, really, they back in. You know, yes, you can beat Green Bay at home and go through the front door. A whole lot changes if you win that game. To me, you know, Green Bay's beatable. I'm not scared of Green Bay. Yes, they won 5 in a row, but they one of those teams is Chicago, you know?
Yeah, another one is Philly. I mean, they're terrible.
Yeah. Is Philly going in?
No.
All right, so now
Philly won their first 3 games, and then they've lost most of them since then.
God. You know?
They've only won 2.
Yeah.
They've only won 2 games since they won the 3.
Yeah.
As much as everybody was saying about how Washington was going to get killed this year, you know, Washington, really, they're playing who, Tampa? No.
Washington's playing
Giants. New York. What?
New York Giants.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're hoping that New York lays down. Because here's the scenario. If you get this close, you lose to – there is a scenario where Detroit loses to Green Bay but still backs in, right?
Correct.
And that's if Detroit loses and Washington loses.
Correct.
Then Detroit goes inside.
And then it depends where they go then, but there's like 4 different scenarios, and 2 of them take them to Green Bay. Wouldn't that be fun? You just lose to Green Bay at home, then you're going to go to Lambeau in January to play them again. Good luck, guys.
Yeah, especially with that crowd just screaming, because they sincerely, in the beginning of the year, didn't look like they were going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, they were looking like they were going to get a decent draft choice.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the same thing that you look at Detroit now. You know, it's like, okay, if you do... You know, back in, and you go, I mean, really, it's kind of like the Tiger thing. You know, you back into the second wild card, you lose your ass, and now you lose your position in draft.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was kind of like what everybody was crying about with Cleveland. You know, when Cleveland, they said, well, you know, Cleveland won their first game, and you know, once again, the Lions went, shoo, we still want to have that 0-16 tag, you know, all to ourselves. You know?
Yeah, we'd hate to have to go out and do it again.
Yeah, you know, just to show people we're twice as bad. You know, we never want to do that.
That's why so. I love that. I love that wonderful Lions jersey with the name Owen, and then the number 16.
Yeah,
Owen 16. Yeah,
I mean, really, it's like 0-60, you know, 0-a century plus a decade that you haven't got a sniff. And you know what? We really don't want to, if they do back in, nobody, but nobody say, well, anything could happen in the playoffs. Yeah, not for this team. You know, what do you have that makes you feel confident that these guys can go to the Super Bowl and catch fire?
What makes you think they can go on the road and win a game? They haven't done it since 1957 in the playoffs.
In Green Bay. Oh, yeah. Well, pfft. Yeah.
They haven't done it at all since 1957, since before the three of us were born.
Yeah, that's true, too.
They haven't won a road playoff game, period.
I still like that 5-0 count. That's kind of neat in Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of badass. How do you have a baseball score as your – anyway, so at least that team, you had some kind of confidence. Because you think, really, if Slay is even out for this – I mean, man, if you're depending all on Slay as your secondary in Detroit – man, I mean, but is there a shot that Detroit goes to Atlanta?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, how scared are you of Atlanta?
Quite a bit.
Okay.
Their offense is.
Yeah, they're firing on all cylinders right now. Yeah.
Defense.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, really, if you get Golden Tate and the last minute boy to start hooking up, okay. But really, what do you do with Detroit? You take a look at Golden Tate, double coverage, if you have to. I guess this Zimmer kid, I mean, good Lord. I mean, what through Dallas's line? Huh? All right, so you stack it, you put there. But now Mark had a pretty cool thing last night, too. He was saying, look, all Dallas has to do is bring the house.
Mm-hmm.
Or stunt bringing the house, you know. And then there you go. And I'll be darned if it didn't work. I mean, it really – there is no O-line. For as much as they drafted high, yes. Riley Reiff, you got it handed to you. Thomason, yeah. Got it handed to you.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you one thing. They were missing Swanson, and he still hasn't cleared concussion protocol, so that doesn't look good. They had to move Glasgow over to center. That hasn't worked.
No, it has not. No, not for Detroit. No, I mean, really.
Worked well for Dallas, yeah.
Yeah, it worked, it's funny how Dallas, because considering that you had both coaches that used to be from Detroit, a little bit late, but there's hardly anything that changes in Detroit, with the Lions, keep that losing attitude, okay, so, they already had you figured out. Why Detroit was a mystery in the first half, I don't get it, unless you want to go with the conspiracy folks and said, well, they need the ratings in the first half, so kind of just play it tight. And then most people go to bed second half and just do what you got to do, guys.
And wake up and get the score. But, yeah, the Dallas defense didn't get hardly anywhere near Stafford in the first half.
No.
And then when they changed the defense to the 4-2-6, or whatever it was, the six defensive backs and then the two linebackers.
Tampa 2?
Yeah.
That messed up Stafford in no end because he wasn't sure which side the blitz was coming from.
Yep.
Or which side the extra man was coming from. He was running or he was going crazy trying to figure out which side it was coming from, and he was running around back there.
I mean, can you say Detroit was exposed yesterday? Because, I mean, they played
definitely,
a great team. They're nowhere near caliber. Don't anybody say they're near caliber. Not even close. You have a secondary that's still been crap for over 60 years, Okay, so all you have to do is dink pass, you're in. I mean, who's that guy with the big white arm yesterday for Detroit that I've never even heard? Where did you come from?
Dahl?
No, but starts with a B, ends with an I.
Oh, Badamati or?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. What the hell is this guy?
They were lighting him up.
Oh, he was terrible. Yeah, but I will say one thing. It was kind of cute to see the face mask hold. I mean, that was a blatant face mask, against a Detroit player.
Now, everybody out there in Radio Land, yes, they missed the face mask call.
Yes, they did.
But it was interference because the defensive back was not looking at the ball when he was covering Dez Bryant. And you can't do that.
Know your rules.
So know your, that's right, know your rules. That was a defensive pass interference call.
Yep.
He cannot He's got to be looking at the ball.
Mark's getting mad.
That's right, because you people don't know your rules.
Know your rules, boys and girls.
That's right.
All right, so now if the old referee still had his zebra stripes on, what would you have called that?
Well, it would have
offsetting?
Been, it would have been pass interference on the Lions and a face mask against Dez Bryant, and the play would have been replayed.
There you go. And he just would have...
It would just
denied
no
the elbow.
Play.
Yeah,
that's all.
That's the only one that you got. I mean, the body slam. It was a body slam. How much more can you say? If you pick up a player and then slam him to the ground, there is no other call. It's 100% of the time in the NFL you're going to get that call. You know, it's really blatant, especially after the whistle. How stupid were you? That wasn't, you know, the refs going against you, idiots.
All you had to do was stop the play and let him go.
Drop him. Yeah, get him out of your grasp and let him go. To pick him up and actually do a WWE move on him says 15 yards.
But it's typical Lions fan. You know, you got to get the crybaby out.
Wait. No, not you.
Well, that's true, too.
There we go.
Referees against us.
There are some that, I mean, really, there have been some moves against Detroit, which was just a head scratcher.
Right.
You know, that the refs have, but not 60 years worth.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, granted, you guys, Lions fans, have gotten some crappy calls. I understand that. But before you bitch, make sure you know the rules before you complain.
Yeah. So otherwise...
Take a hike.
Because really, guys, really stop crying. Here's the story. You know what they do at the end of every single game? They point to the scoreboard. You know? If it's close, if it was within 7, you may have a bitch, you may not have a bitch, but they always will come back to you and say, score more points. You know? But you shouldn't be hosed, you know, on a call like that. But seriously... score more points. I mean, that should have been the only really. How many teams do you have? How many games did you have that you would say, "All right, look, this is going to be a bad news one," you know?
So let's go back. Let's just go back to the Dez Bryant thing.
Okay.
Let's say that play gets wiped out. That play gets wiped out. That doesn't say that. That doesn't mean that they don't score a touchdown on the next play.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or go down and score again. So that. Or if they kick a field goal.
You weren't really stopping them, were you?
They weren't stopping
them
anyway.
No, not even close. They were just getting wound up.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So at the best case scenario for you Lions fans, the Lions could have been up 4 points at halftime. Guess what? They didn't score another point. They still would have lost.
True. Yeah. I mean, really, how many did you guys lose by? We'll give you that 7 points back. We'll just, you know, there you are. You got 7, so now you're still down 14.
So you still lost 35-21.
Yeah. And as they say in the record books, that's an L. So what more do you guys want? You know, if you're going to think that if you're going to get excited because they backed into it, as literally, that's what they would have done. They backed into it. This is not a stellar season. What person on this team gives you fear? Especially in the defensive line. Nobody, man. I mean, really, it's almost you're squeaking into, if this is baseball, you'd be squeaking into, like, the second wild card, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and, you know, let's face it, when you look at the defensive line, you know, the star is Ezekiel Ansah, right? Well, guess how many sacks he has? He just got a second one, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, powerhouse.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, whatever he had, 7 rushes or whatever, you know, I'm not impressed. You can't be impressed with anybody here whatsoever. It's almost like Pee Wee Herman... Oh, there's Pee Wee's bike, you know, is directing traffic for the defense. I mean, but what are you going to do? You got nobody. So this goes back to, and you know, they were like all happy yesterday. Well, look at the general manager in Detroit. He certainly has come a long way, made this team come a long way in a year. What? You know, you're going to have one big hanging L because you won a couple more than you did last year. Means Jack Chazelle, you know, it still means you sit home.
Well, you know what?
You know?
Here's the thing. You don't build a roster in a year.
No.
Okay, he had a good draft. Okay, have another good draft. Keep it going.
And another.
It shouldn't be a one-off. You know, people are freaked in Detroit. Oh, look, we actually are using some of the players that we drafted. They're still on the team. We didn't cut our third round pick in training camp.
Wow. Or trade him to New England.
Yeah, wow. I mean, the bar is so low.
Right.
You know, and let's face it. I've always said one thing about the Lions is you do not gain credit for chronic stupidity. It doesn't accrue to your benefit. You don't get extra credit because you're less stupid. You have to actually perform at a high grade level to get credit. I mean, gee, they weren't as bad. Thanks.
What does that mean?
Oh, they actually they squeaked into the playoffs. No. Sorry.
It's like you dating a chick who was 212. You dated a chick that's 199. You go, wow, she's slim.
Yeah, exactly.
No. That's, really.
Going in the right direction.
Yeah, really. Yeah, right, things right, are looking right. up. You know, anytime now. You know, no. Hell no. You know, it's like Verlander's winky.
Going in the wrong direction.
It's headed south.
It's going in every direction, so you got to get it all covered there.
You know, it looks like when you're like cutting your lawn and your grass cutter. Your lawnmower, you know, ran over one of those flat hoses, you know, the little sprinkler hoses kind of thing. And then you, like, flip over the lawnmower, and you see it's all crinkled and all over like shit. And it's like, oh, you, like, say, wow, it's Verlander's winky. What a... Oh, wait, I should have gone to the dick. Wait. Oops.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, it went off.
It went off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope Upton was around. God, there's 219 for you.
Wow.
There you go. See, every week we can squeeze in another Verlander crank thing. I mean, which is part of what we do here. Hi, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that greatly. Anyways, Lion fans, first of all, you're assholes. Second of all, good luck to you. You know? I mean, you got nothing. Nothing. I mean, really, I think Green Bay's beatable. A lot.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I think, you know.
Especially on the road.
Yeah, right.
Win this game. There's no excuse.
Yeah, seriously. You're at home. You got the world's greatest quarterback.
No.
You know? Let's see. O-line, no. D-line, no. Backers, no. Kicker, you got somebody there. It's pretty damn good. You know, so you got a quarterback. You have, I don't get this Zim Zimmer, zippy by zippy da doo da guy. You know, where did you come from? You know, way to go, dude. You know, I of all the Benoys and all those other kind of people that we've had, you know, this is the best we have? Not bad. Okay. I mean, I wonder if he's going to get nailed for weed and kicked out of the league. And, I mean, really, you think about every single running back Detroit's had since. God, let's all go back to that touchstone. You know, it's like everybody in the Republican Party goes back to, well, Reagan, you know, look, Reagan's been decades ago, many decades ago, many padded suits ago, many fluffed up hair ago. You know, Democrats go back to Kennedy. Well, Kennedy said, you know, we can go further back than that. But, I mean, Lions fans always reference, well, when Barry was here, you know, when Barry did this, Barry, guess what? Barry's a loser. What had Barry done? What did Barry do for your team? Gave you excitement. You know, every three runs, he was pretty good. Remember, he got stuffed up a lot, too. But I don't hear a playoff during Barry's time. So it doesn't matter. You know, the guy was, he was a big fish in a small pond.
Exactly. And that's, the Lions fans are so desperate for anything. Grab hold on to. They'll go for that big fish in a little pond.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we may have lost, but at least we got to watch Barry.
Yeah.
Okay. So right. Fine. You don't care about winning.
Yeah. It's like
you belong with this team, and the ownership appreciates your support. You know, because you're not interested in winning.
That's
either.
True. Yeah. I mean, you have so many people that were like, oh, yeah, I'm a Lions fan. Like, back in the Silverdome days, boy, we'd get in the corners and we'd beat up each other in the stands. What's the product on the ground? What you looking for, man?
Yeah. You know? I mean, do you really think Lions ownership has been interested in winning? Really? Seriously?
Yeah, really.
I mean, if that's the case, why is Caldwell still coach here?
That's, honestly, God, that's almost exactly, Kenny, the reason why I really pull against the Lions. I want somebody to, you know, Caldwell's got to go. I mean, if you get like one game close, do not do an Illich dumbass move. Well, he's close. Well, we're on the cusp. Well, you know, we can't fire our coach slash manager because we were so close. L, baby. I'm making one of those L fit.
Loser.
That's what it says.
No, they'll give him a 10-year
contract. Yeah.
I mean,
they'll fire, you know.
Well, after last year.
Yeah, Rex Ryan.
They bring in the general manager, and the first thing he tells, we really like Coach Caldwell.
Yeah, really. I'll give me a year to examine what he's got. Well, he's got nothing. He's got, like, what every other damn coach in Detroit had, you know, for the Lions. Crap. Great. Here it goes. Oh, bad to bad news. Or crap. Oh, great. End of the season. We're on a roll. You know, when the pressure's off, we win. You know, but then again, look how you're stacked. I mean, there's – and the NFC's North has – it's always been the same four teams.
Yeah.
Right? So every one of Minnesota, Chicago, and Green Bay always goes, thank God Detroit's in our league, you know, in our little section, you know, because we know we will never finish last.
Yeah. And if we could bring Cleveland in too, then, hey, life is good, right?
True that. Yeah, really. I mean, there are certain bottom feeders that will consistently be bottom feeders.
Yeah.
And Detroit is going to be one. Now, I'm hoping this general manager is a decent dude and he works out well. But you've got two things going against you. You've got the coach going against you and you have the ownership going against you. And if Martha, you know, happens to like Caldwell, whether it makes good football sense or not, you know, he's staying. You know, he's got to go. And none of the bolts either. About, well, who are you going to get?
Well, we ran into the same bullshit.
Well, Rex Ryan's available.
When Wayne Fonts was here, okay? And the thing is, Wayne Fonts knew how to suck up to old man Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he was here forever.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the same thing with Caldwell. And you know what? I think that's a valid point, though. I really do. Because back when Wayne was here, people were saying, well, you got to fire Fonts. You got to get rid of Fonts. I looked at him and said, and who do you think this group's going to hire?
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to bring in Parcells? Do you think they're going to bring in Bill Walsh? They're going to bring in a credible coach? You got to be kidding me. Nobody would touch this job. Why? Because look who's got it now. You really think a serious coach is going to come in and work for this owner?
Sure.
Bullshit.
Somebody from San Diego State will be loving to go in here. Or somebody from Miami of Ohio.
The closest we got to a credible coach is when he hired Bobby Ross. How'd that work?
Yeah, but you know the reason why he left? He hated the culture.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of the team, and he could do a good team. And then when he went out with the military and coached them up, did a fine job. But he hated the culture, and he knew it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really, when you quit mid-season, you're an NFL coach, you quit. You know, there is something gigantically wrong. Huge.
Yeah.
Because you are at the top of the pinnacle of your profession.
Yeah.
And for you to not take it anymore.
His famous quote was, I don't coach this crap.
Yeah, I don't coach this up. Whoop. Yeah. I mean, as much as he tried to come in and go, bus ticket out, you know, my way, the highway kind of thing, never happened. It doesn't matter, especially Ford then. Ford now, it's like it doesn't matter. I mean, people have been hitting their heads against the stone for so long. Saying, look, as long as the place is filled, why change? What's my motivation? You know, I can put out whatever team I want to put out with whoever I want to have as a coach, whoever I want to have as general manager, you're still going to show up. And I ridicule you people for 60 years.
Well, you see, I think that's giving ownership a little too much credit myself because I think that's assigning to them the knowledge that they're not going to win with a lackey that's kissing their ass. No, the guy's blowing smoke up their ass. Oh, yeah, this guy's a good coach.
Okay.
You know, and you know why I know he's a good coach? Because Peyton Manning liked him. And,
okay.
You know, what was the other guy that was pushing him?
Oh, yeah, right. The guy who's the commentary dude.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, that everybody just thinks he's just the greatest. If you're so
Dungy,
great.
Tony Dungy likes him.
Yeah.
So he's got to be good. No, he doesn't have to be good.
I mean, really.
He sold the bill of goods. And now he's figured out how to kiss you in the butt. And, yeah, you're going to win with this guy. No.
Yeah, no, Martha you're not digs this guy. Martha Ford, who's the owner, I guess. Nobody really knows who owns the Lions or who runs the Lions. Martha just happens to be the de facto, you know. Now, Martha's like She's like 90.
Well, I think the answer is obvious. Years old. Who runs the Lions? Same as it's been for the last 6 years. Nobody.
True. I mean, really, what does this owner know? Or I guess it goes back to the question. Does an owner have to know anything about your sport? Because clearly it doesn't show in Detroit.
No.
You know?
I think the owner has to know enough to know who knows football, who knows what they're doing.
Or hire somebody that knows football.
But you have to know who it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So you have to know enough about it to know who knows their stuff versus who's blowing smoke up your ass.
Yeah.
Because, frankly, we've seen an awful lot of that. We've seen an awful lot of charlatans come through here. And, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, we're going to hire this coach because he was a coordinator somewhere. It doesn't automatically, if you're a good coordinator, it does not mean you're a good head coach. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. We've seen a lot of them come through here, but we see a lot of other teams deal with this too. You can't hang on to these guys. You're either good or you're not. If you're not, you're gone.
And, you know, yesterday, last night, really showed even more light on this stuff because you have two coordinators with Dallas who used to be with Detroit, you know, and couldn't get anything done in Detroit.
Yeah.
They go to Dallas, they get everything that they need to have, and what's this team? You know, where are these guys going? You know, I can't think of anybody that's going to knock them out of the Super Bowl. I can't. You know, there's nobody that's got that that whoever is their GM, brilliant with this Dak guy.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I mean, sometimes you get lucky and you get a fifth rounder that actually turns out, you know. But, I mean, everything that he brings to the table. I mean, Tony Romo, I mean, again, Mark and I were watching, you know, and we're saying trade him. Yeah, I mean, he's a serviceable quarterback who could probably start in many teams. Trade him. I mean, he's a China doll. That's the only thing you got to worry about him.
Yeah.
But he still has talent. And he's wasting away in Dallas, man. Because this Dak guy is, unless you're one of those incredible, you know, red pop kind of guys who are just an amazing flash, you know, for 1 year. And then next year, I mean, Colin who? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, look at what he was supposed to be with the 49ers.
Yeah.
You know, how many teams this year in the NFL only have like one win?
Just two. Cleveland and 49ers.
And then who does two?
49ers have two.
They have two?
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. They won. They beat the Rams again.
Yeah.
How'd you like to be the Rams?
Woo-hoo!
Oops.
Wait a minute. I got one for him. Wait. Wow. I mean, how are you going to sell out that multi-billion-dollar stadium that's coming in, what, next year? 2 years. You know? To get this thing done. You know, how did you get such a castaway team? You know, I mean, you got the second largest market in the United States. Huge. You got all kinds of press. Huge. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sounding like that guy.
Oh.
You know, but you have everything rocking and rolling for you, and you have an awful team.
You sound like Verlander, right? Huge.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Crinkley.
Look at his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, really, that ass of hers. Huge. You know? How are you a model? You know? I mean, without, you know, what's that, Photoshop, you know, you look like somebody that's in the Hiawatha trailer park. Can I have another box of bonbons, please? My boyfriend's rich.
The deluxe bonbons.
Yeah, really. The one that I have to back up my car, though, so you can load with a high low to get in there. And while you're there, don't you got that side of couch? Just put it back and put it in the front seat. Thank you.
Wow.
There you are.
Well, at least Verlander's going to be pitching to a familiar catcher again this year.
Good Lord. Yeah, and yeah, but for a whopping $2 million. Didn't we say this last year? I mean, last week?
Yep.
We talked about this disaster. And really, here's another thing. You got to be an idiot to be a Detroit fan of any team, any one of your pro teams, you know?
Even the Red Wings.
Well, no, because they're working. No. You don't get that. No. You don't get to say that because we haven't said it just yet. But they're working their magic, aren't they?
They are, actually,
They are.
Yeah, you know, now that Jimmy Howard's up for, what, 4 to 6 weeks?
There you go.
I mean, their record is, what, 15-15-4?
There right? you are. That is the perfect jumping-off place. Now, New Year's Eve game is coming up just around the corner. This is where the whole thing starts now. They've done losing. Now that they lulled everybody to sleep, now you'll see this winning tear. Here it comes. Brilliance on the Detroit Red Wing part. See?
Unlike those Toronto Blue Leaf guys. You know,
yeah, the Toronto Blue Jackets.
Yeah.
Blue Leafs.
And it's New Year's Day at 3 p.m.
Good.
That's when the Detroit Red Wings will skate to victory.
There you are. And here it comes. No. And people will be looking back at the like those. Every year they give those dumb little overview videos at the end of the year kind of thing. They'll say when, you know, they turned the corner for their, you know, rise to the top. Yeah. Here it comes.
It's like Verlander's Creek, turned the corner.
There
right?
you go. And yeah. a corner, and a corner, and then goes over the top. Like, so it can, like, see through around the corners.
Periscope.
There it is, yeah. Crinkly.
Yeah.
God, why does Fatty need a vibrator anymore, man? You just got that crinkly thing. It's a new dick every day. It's kind of like shaping one of those pipe cleaner things. Okay, there you go, honey. Now it's at my G-spot.
Well, you know, we still haven't talked about the Pistons yet, but because Stan isn't here yet.
No, he's still coming. Boy, did you see the coach? God, who was it? Marinelli? Yesterday?
Yeah.
How the hell is he walking? What's wrong with him? You know?
It'd be a hell of a race between him and Stan to see who would get some place first.
Yeah. I mean, Stan, what a crybaby. Shut up, Stan. You got a mediocre team, and you don't know how to coach with a damn. You know, you impress an owner who doesn't care. He's kind of like a hedge fund guy. He just wants to make the money and get the hell out.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if you think Gortz is anywhere near this, he would have kept the palace, kept everything going, and not, you know, said, sure, we can sell out. Now, with all the legalities that's surrounding that move, can you do that move? Yay, yay, yay. Because you can't go back to the palace now. Now what are you going to do? You know? So, good luck, man. I mean, this thing could be tied up for a long time. I mean, essentially, you better go to Harbor Freight and get a couple blue tarps and put it over the Silver Dome, you know, because I think that's where the Pistons are going to be playing. In front of the vegetation and all the animals roaming around in there. And, man, have you seen the inside pictures of that thing?
Oh, it's terrible.
Somebody took a drone and, like, you know, flew around in it. Wow, is it spooky, man. I'm telling you, if I was like a horror guy, you know, I had to shoot a movie right there. I got all kinds of natural sunlight. I got all kinds of... You couldn't even stage what that thing looks like on the inside now. I mean, they got weeds going through what used to be the seats. And I mean, a lot of stuff was just left there. Yeah. Tables, chairs, you know, all kinds of cups and saucers and china and stuff just left there. They just finally... And it's like, wow, that's impressive, man. So, you could be playing there, Fatty. You got a team that's not going anywhere either, so?
Yeah, they're way behind. They're almost 10 games behind now.
See, what they should do is they should get the Red Wing kind of paperwork there and say, okay, lose until Jan 1 and then start cranking it up.
I think it's too hard for them to... Just decide to crank it up. God. That team, anyways.
I mean, yeah. How long is this guy going to be general manager and coach?
If this team keeps playing like this, it might not be too much longer until he's out of a job.
I can't see anything that sparks. You know, I don't see anything. I mean, he gets on his team, and it's just like, I don't think it was Stanley. It was one of the guys who, it was in one of the Detroit papers today, where he said, well, I know what what he's going to bitch about. I kind of tune him out because I kind of know what he's saying, you know. You lost your team. This is one of your star dudes that just came out and said, yeah, whatever, old dude. You know, we'll just go out there and play anyways.
Tune him out.
Yeah,
you know, that's really good. It's the same old problem, too. You have Drummond out there. You can't have him at the end of the game because they just hack away and he keeps missing the free throws. It's terrible.
But he's doing better this year. Instead of losing 100.
It's like we
100.
Talked before about you don't get extra credit for having been so terrible that you're less bad now. Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. And that's one of the major problems they have You know, I mean, they even had to put like a rule, an anti-hack-a-shack rule, just specifically for this guy.
Yeah.
You know, okay. You know, it kind of takes away some of the strategy. It sounded like one of the National League players. Well, if you take away the pitcher batting, it takes away the strategy of the game. No, it doesn't. It just, you took away a strikeout, you know. You took out one out, and then we'll give you, here, pick from five to nine on the Tigers, you know. We'll give you a position player. We'll show you what a strikeout looks like. Oh, God, we'll shoot. We'll give you a Velia next time. Unless he gets cranked in the head. You know, so much for that. Well, he's really a good backstop. But yeah, well, he always gets his bell rung. I mean, man, when you see it at home, you know, and you see that bat smack against his cage,
Well, you know, let's face it. He was catching a lot of good pitchers with the Tigers. Okay?
Yeah, no kidding.
Verlander in his prime, Scherzer, and somebody, David Price. And these batters were always fouling these balls off the mask. Now who you got? You don't have to worry about him taking too many off the masks. Those balls are going the other direction.
Well, here it comes. You know, I think it would be something for Detroit teams if you felt, I mean, Buffalo is kind of like in the same gif, I guess. If you felt that there was something coming on the horizon, you know, if you think that you had a Whitaker Trammell somewhere in Toledo, you know, if you thought that you had another Eisenman coming, you know, up or something like that, or you had another Barry or something. But there's not. There's hopelessness. There's not one team that you go, this is coming up.
The only team that you could possibly think that about would be the Lions. Because if you think that Quinn has done a good job and he's going to continue to do a good job, then, yeah, you have some hope. Not confidence yet, but hope that he'll build a better roster.
Yeah, but that's 6 years from now.
The other three teams, they're treading water at best.
Well, I can't. Well, it all depends on what Detroit does. I mean, the Lions.
Except for the Red Wings, because we know that the Red Wings are.
Wait till you see this plan come together.
Yeah.
Here it comes, man. I can hardly wait to see Ott lift the Stanley Cup and skate around the ice. There you go.
Johnny Erickson.
There you go.
Holding the cup. Yeah.
Changed it around. See? He roped the dope. He showed that he was going to be a fighter this year in the first four games. And then they called him in, said, look, dude, read how we're supposed to do this. We're not supposed to show our cards until the first of the year. And it was like, oh, my God, that's right. And that's why you see him go back being the crappy dude that he is right now. Hold him back.
The pylon, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, he's just sandbagging. You know, if this was bowling, he'd be a sandbagger.
Yeah. You know? Please don't show yourself getting your ass kicked all the time.
Well, you know that the Red Wings are unhappy with that situation, too. They don't want to feel like they're losers all the time and stuff. And calm, patience, guys. We know. We thank you for your understanding. You know, you can't really pat your stats. Nobody's going to. You know, the All-Star game, you guys are going to enjoy yourself in Tampa. You know, you're going to have 3 days off. You don't have to worry about going to the All-Star game and you know, probably hurting yourself. So, just stay with the plan. We got it made. First of the year, we'll take off. Ta-da! Brilliant.
I think John's been drinking or something.
Brilliant, just because we have inside information. Now, let's see, where's the...
Really big, man.
Where's who?
Where's those Leafs?
To tell you the truth, the Leafs are ahead of the Red Wings. Just to let you know that.
So the plan is working.
All part of the plan, yes.
There you go. Yeah, but ahead of them by how many?
1 point.
With a game in hand.
As a matter of fact, they do have a game in hand.
So you know that's going to be an easy 2 more points. Oh, brother.
The Wings play tonight, though, against Buffalo.
Toronto, go to Hamilton, won't you? Hamilton's dying for a team.
Nope.
I mean, nope. They're not winning. I mean, really, you're losing. Well,
the Maple Leafs will do their speaking on the ice.
They already spoke. It sounds like this.
No, there. No.
That was their lead speaker. Mr. Brown. He's a center. His puck dropped. There you go. And there's the Maple Leafs. Whoops. All in a handshake. There you are. All right. What's Columbus Blue Leafs doing here?
Oh, the Columbus Blue Leafs.
Are they any good?
Yes.
Columbus
Blue Jackets busting
have the most, ass, man.
Most points in the NHL with 50.
How does this happen? Especially with that idiot coach of theirs.
Yeah, with Tortellini as the coach. Yeah. I know.
Man.
Yeah. And they've only played 32 games. Everybody else has played like 36.
Oh, you know, that's right. I've totally forgot that January 1st game between Detroit and the Leafs are playing at BO Stadium.
BMO.
Oh,
not
okay.
BO.
Well, it depends on what stinks.
Yep, starts at 3 o'clock.
And that will be the beginning of the Red Wings. Ascent into kicking the hell out of Montreal. I mean, really, what a classic move to see Jimmy Howard. What a team player. Look, dude, you're doing well. Psst, you're hurt, right? Ooh! And he goes down like a sack of taters. Right there on the ice, so everybody can see, making the illusion that much better. Team player, babe. Team player. Anybody else with a padded stats? You know, or just so, you know, won games and things. But what was he doing? He was winning, right? He had a hell of a winning streak put together just for him. He became the number one goalie, and then it was like, you didn't read. Ooh, he said. All right, tell you what, coach. Next game I'm in, I'll go down with a knee injury, and he'll make, like, those quote things with his fingers.
And we'll bring Jared Coro up, and he can play, and he can suck.
There you
he
go.
Lose.
Yeah, 6'7" guy. Like, he's going to be coordinated enough.
Yeah.
Next, even though he is a wing. There you go, kiddies. Oh, yeah, the Derek Carr thing. Too bad about your friend in California, A. La, la, la.
Yeah.
See ya. It's been real because your backup quarterback is nothing but Detroit style.
Nah, I don't know.
What?
My friend Daniel thinks that he's in pretty good shape. He thinks that the Raiders can still win without Derek Carr.
Who is it?
Oh,
Colin. Starts with a K.
Oh, it's McGlowan or something? McGlowan?
Yeah. McLoser?
Loser.
There you go.
Could always put in Connor Cook. Old Michigan Stater.
There you go.
There you go.
He worked for the Redskins. He put in Kirk Cousins.
Hell yeah. Running. Look at that stuff. And look at how many people wrote them off in the beginning of the year. You know? And now, nothing but the best. Come on, buddy. You got one more win in you this year. You know? Because really, if they win... Oh, shit. I was going to say, if Washington wins, then it's moot for Detroit, but it's not. Because if Detroit wins Green Bay and Washington wins...
Then that knocks Packers out.
Right, and then Detroit will host a game.
Whew, God, can you imagine? Jeez, God. I hope to God that the G-men rest all their guys, you know, make this one of those walkover games.
They're not going to because they want a better position.
Yeah.
But I would imagine if the game gets out of hand, they'll start pulling people.
But they're playing in the Meadowlands, right?
No, they're playing in Washington.
Oh, are they? Even better. Even better. Okay. I mean, really, I trust Kirk Cousins like I don't. You know? I don't trust any. There is not a MSU quarterback that I trust ever. You know?
But they're hurting a little bit on defense because they're missing Pierre...
Oh, yeah, right.
Paul, or what's...
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah. Pepe Le Pew.
And they got a couple of defensive guys out, too, so... Yeah.
Well, the good thing that's not out is the fine friends from Western Michigan. Good luck to you fellows this year, or this week, I should say. You know? I mean...
That's right. Cotton Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, really, for a MAC team to have won that many and to go that far up, you know, bless your heart, boys. Bless you, boys. I mean, talk about your Cinderella story. If they take it, you know, if they win the Cotton Bowl, boo! So now you got the guy up in Lansing, East Lansing, and it's going to have to, like, you know, divvy up people from Michigan and recruits from now Western. If Western takes it, because, man, you could walk into Western as, like a Class 2 recruit or something like that all day, every day. You know, and there's a lot of good kids in Muskegon, you know, in small little Division 2, Division 3. You know, Class D schools. I mean, there are some picks there, you know, and that'd be easy as pie for Western to walk into it. Now, even Eastern got into the gig, you know, even though they lost their deal. It's like, how is Eastern good? How is Central not good? How is Toledo not good? You know,
Central went to a ball game too, I think.
To what? The Wipe My Butt Bowl?
Whatever. There was 40-some bowl games. What the heck?
Yeah, and really.
Send everybody to a bowl game.
And that's what we were just talking about. Maybe we'll talk about this more next week or something. But, I mean, really, the Motor City Bowl, the Cherry Bowl, the Little Caesar Bowl, the Fastlane Bowl, whatever you want to call it, kill it. You know, you got 10,000 people. Who wants to show up to see Maryland? You know?
Yeah.
What is that? What do you get, like the...
The Terrapins.
You get the 10th ranked team from the Big Ten, you know, to go. Nobody wants to see this team.
Ugh.
You know, they don't travel well.
They already won 2 league games, I think.
That even Boston College went there. Who wants to see Boston College? That is not a romantic setup. I mean,
no.
If you have Central Michigan, MAC teams travel well. They just do. You know, for whatever god reason. So if you're going to have Boston College, you know, unless you bring in, well, there's nobody you can bring in. But who we can bring in right now is the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Ken, what didn't we cover in 60 seconds?
Well, we didn't cover the fact that this is our last show of the year. So we have to assign the CAC of the Year Award. And we've got a lot of candidates.
Woo! So many in the Hall of Fame.
So many people out there that are so deserving. But I got to say that the number one CAC of the year, in my opinion, is Brad Asmus of the Detroit Tigers. And a woefully deficient manager. Brad, I tip my cap to you. You're the winner.
You suck.
Not bad. Okay. Our sport director here at the new CKWI Radio 76, Mark Milicek, what did we not cover in 1 minute?
Do I want to vote or do I want to say something?
Well, you got 60 seconds, now you got 48.
Well, maybe I'll put a vote in.
Go for it.
All right.
You can't vote for a whole team, like, say...
I'm not voting for the Maple Leafs.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
If I was voting for a team, it'd be for the Red Wings, but okay, I'll as far as the CAC of the year, I'd have to vote for Mike Ilitch, Brad's boss.
That'd be a good pick too. Yes.
You know how shit runs downhill.
Yeah.
It went right from Ilitch right down to Brad. So I'd vote for Mr. Ilitch,
Mr. Fluky Rig.
Yep, Mr. Wig Flipper himself.
Yeah.
You know, you're absolutely right, because this way you get a twofer.
Yeah.
With him, because you get him and the organization. Wait a minute, how do the Canadians say it? The organization or something instead of organization?
And it rolls down to Ken Holland, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get Ken Holland, you get Avilio, you get everybody under one flip your wig thing, plus the Little Caesar Stadium, which is about as dorky as you're going to get for a name. You know, so you win.
That's true. Yeah, that's stupid-ass name for arena.
Yeah, so the whole... Olympia
Entertainment.
Yeah, Associates.
Yeah.
You win our CAC of the year. Even though most of your people are in the Hall of Fame already for the CACs. Good Lord.
Just keep giving and giving, though, don't they?
Oh, God.
You suck.
Can hardly wait. But what we can only wait is to see you again in the new year, next year. So if you didn't catch us live right now, and shame on you for not, you can easily pick us up on podcast. All you have to do is go to podbean.com, and in the little white box hit CKIW, and then you will see us pop right up there, and you can enjoy us anytime, wherever you're at, in the bathtub, in the car, somewhere at the sub shop. So for
on your roof,
the Super CPA Kent Pocket and our sport director Mark Milicek, myself John Sauer, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Thank you
with the sport director, and we will see you next year. Bye now.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.